Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Namaste, Yoga Revealed listeners. I am super ecstatic to invite you to another episode of the Yoga Revealed podcast. Today, I, your host, Andrew Seven Seely, will be getting interviewed by a great friend of mine by the name of Dijon Bowden. He's the founder of Souls of Society and an absolutely intelligent man who's going to give me the questions that you guys have been asking. Who am I? Why I started the Yoga Revealed podcast alongside my business partner, Alec? What the Yoga Society is expanding into today, and what brings us to our mats on a daily basis. So tap in, tune in, we're going live. Blessings indeed. Blessings and namaste. So absolutely splendid to have the awesome, extraordinary Dijon Bowden here to interview me today. I know that a lot of people have been asking questions as to who I am, why I do what I do, and I'm so excited to share this today with you.
I'm feeling fantastic, Mr. Seely. Thank you for having me be a part of your podcast and your universe.
Yes, indeed. I'm really excited to be here with you to share this interview because it's been a long time coming, and here we are today with the Yoga Revealed podcast. It's been 3 years now, 3 whole years of interviewing podcasts and really just taking the time to interview incredible yogis from all around the world, share their experiences, and really just allow them to shine their light onto others to inspire the continual growth of yoga.
That's awesome. I mean, I remember you had mentioned you had a podcast before, but I didn't know much about it, so I really would love to hear like how it originated it and what you've been inspired to learn and explore from it and kind of where it's going now.
Yeah, definitely. So originally I came up with this idea simply because I had a friend of mine who wanted to hear a little bit more about one of my teachers. Her name is Sianna Sherman. And my friend was like, hey, like you're like really, really close with Sianna Sherman. Like, can you ask her a few questions for me? And I ended up saying yes, obviously, because that's the kind of friend that I am. And next thing I know, I decided to start interviewing other teachers, other yoga personalities, other really incredible, what I would call thought leaders in the yoga industry. And one thing led to the next. I decided to start a podcast because when I was sitting at my desk job back in the day, in like 2011, I was listening to podcasts every day. I was listening to a podcast by this guy, John Lee Dumas, called Entrepreneur on Fire. I was like listening to maybe like his 30th episode or something like that. And he was talking about how powerful it is to have a podcast and to really share the light of your passion with those who are your audience, your listeners, the people who are caring about what you have to share. And so I started the Yoga Revealed podcast and had a great conversation with my business partner, Alec, who I met in Costa Rica. We met on the beach, literally doing yoga. And it was at the same time that I met Fish as well, who's also one of our good friends. And we happened to be on the beach at Envision, another epic conscious music festival. If you've never heard of Envision Festival, go check it out. It's epic, seriously. And I just so happened to be on the beach at sunset, because that's what people do at Envision Festival. We're all laid out on the beach, enjoying the sunshine, doing yoga. And there was this awesome yogi named Alec Rubin doing some epic backbends. And I was like, this guy knows what's up. And he looked at me and I was doing handstands and he was like, this guy knows what's up. And we ended up talking, having a good time, really getting to connect. Fish was taking pictures of us because he's an incredible photographer. And I got back to the mainland, California, my home at the time, and still is today. And my buddy Alec was like, hey, you should totally come to Boulder. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be out there for Hanuman Festival. And we ended up touching base there. And one thing led to the next. He was like, dude, I think this is a great idea. I think it's something that we should totally make happen. And yeah, we made the Yoga Revealed podcast. We've been interviewing people now. I think we have over 98 episodes. We're coming up on our 100th episode, and it's been an absolutely incredible journey.
Whoa, bro, that is incredible. I hang out with you, and I don't know where you get the time or energy to do all the things you do. I can't believe you've done 100 podcast episodes of this show. And I'm also really excited that my first like real exposure to it is actually participating in it with you. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a work in progress, really. And I feel that all things align in due time. And it's a blessing to be here and to have you as my new podcast episode editor, simply because you're an awesome musician. And I already know that you have quite the experience in, you know, chopping up the music, the vibes, you know, keeping it real.
Yes, sir.
And our lovely Dean, who has been the podcast episode editor for the whole entirety of its existence, happened to move on to a really epic, awesome opportunity over in Thailand. And so he's out in Thailand right now, and I've been looking for a podcast editor, and I just happened to ask Dijon. I was like, you know, like, I know you're good at music. Do you think that you could do this? He's like, yeah. And Dijon's one of those people that, like, you look into this guy's eyes, so genuine, so down to earth, incredibly talented, and just humble. Humble, extraordinary, over-deliver. So I was like, this is the dude to be editing the podcast now. And so that's what we have coming for you guys. And he's interviewing me today, really just to give you guys a full outline and a full, like, complete, like, barriers down, just me speaking about the podcast, my life, what's been going on in the world, and why we're out here doing what we do. Because I feel that there's a strong lead to really creating a deeper awareness of how we can share consciousness. And as leaders, as influencers, as yogis, as those who are positively influencing our environments and changing the world, it's now more than ever that we have to step up to the plate and share our stories and really come from the heart and changing the world.
Beautiful, homie. I mean, I feel very honored to be a part of this. And when was the last episode that you did? Do you remember how long ago that was?
The last episode that I posted was over 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, everything happens at the divine timing, and I know my life has been very full, and I've learned a lot. What's been alive in your experience in those last 4 months, and how has that shifted what you want to bring to the Yoga Revealed podcast?
Oh my goodness, so much has happened. Everything from, you know, having this incredible meditation training in New York with One Giant Mind, Johnny Pollard, who's been on the podcast as well, to doing an incredible deep dive of backbends and heart openers with Rivka for her retreat in Hawaii, to having an absolutely wild experience in Kauai with Deborah Silverman, who's also on the podcast, like, things have been blowing up for me in a very good way. When I say blowing up, I mean like blowing up, like shooting a rocket to the stars, blowing up, you know? It's been a very, very eventful ride, and every single day brings forth new opportunity. I'm actually going to film for My Zen TV tomorrow morning on the rooftop at the Four Seasons Beverly Hills. And it's like everything from that to teaching yoga to Logan Paul, who's one of the largest YouTube users. He's got over 17.3 million subscribers on YouTube. Just like all these really awesome opportunities have happened. And it just so happens that we're at this time right now for exactly the right moment. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, there's a reason that you're listening to it. And I feel that that reason is the conscious expansion of the world. It's literally happening right before our eyes. And it's so blessed that we're all a part of it.
It does feel like there's a creative and collective renaissance and awakening happening that feels really beautiful. It feels like everything is possible. And it feels even more important for me personally to be tuned into my practice and make sure I'm aligned so that I can direct this energy in the right way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for, really. When I first started the podcast, it was really to get a deeper awareness of how these different teachers were aligning with their students to really bring forth the message of yoga. Because, you know, I'm interviewing everyone from Sean Korn to, you know, like I said, we've had on Rivka, we've had on, you know, Jessica Olley, like all of these Instagram celebrity yoga teachers. But we've also had on some really great wise teachers, Sianna Sherman, Annie Carpenter. We've had on, goodness, like people who are literally like the grandfathers of yoga, in the sense like they've been teaching for over 30 years. You know, some of the grand masters in that sense, you know, like really deep knowledge and really embodied practice. People like Eddie Modestini, people like Mati Azradi has been on this podcast. She's actually the owner and creator of Yoga Works, which is like the, you know, nationally known yoga, internationally known yoga franchise. And so it's just been an absolute blessing to be able to have contact with these people who are holding the light of yoga and passing it on to their students to really allow yoga to truly be this magnificent leader for change, not only in the world, but also in the conscious nature of our society. Because I feel now more than ever, people are awakening to, you know, how they can eat better, how they can treat their bodies better. And yoga and meditation have become mainstream.
They're completely integral. It's like yoga and meditation is the new black.
That's a good way of putting it.
I'm curious, like, with all these interviews that you've been doing and this knowledge you've been accruing, has it shifted your own practice? I know I've taken your class, and it's a very unique style. I don't even know how to describe it, like what lineage it is, but it feels very you. And I'm wondering, is that just something you made up, or is it a combination of influences you've had from all these wonderful teachers that you've spoken to, or what?
I would say definitely the latter. It's a combination of all of my experiences, not just from teachers, but from life. When I first started practicing yoga, it was out of necessity, I would say. I knew that practicing yoga was the only thing that would bring me peace of mind. At the time, I was, you know, studying microbiology at Cal Poly. I was playing soccer competitively. I honestly had so much on my plate. I was in a fraternity. I was, you know, doing the whole financial aid thing at school, trying to make ends meet, pushing pennies, you know. It was a very interesting period in my life. And it was more so that yoga found me, really, because I had a great friend of mine, Kelsey, who dragged me to a Bikram yoga class. Thank you, Kelsey. I know you're out there listening somewhere. She's awesome. Really, really sweet girl. And long story short, I went to this Bikram yoga class, looked myself in the mirror. I was challenged to the point where I was humbled into submission. Like, I had to surrender to the heat. I had to surrender to the confrontation of not being able to do the postures that I was looking at people half double my age do, you know, like people 40 and 50 years old touching their toes and doing the standing bow and like making it look easy while I'm over in the corner just sweating up a storm, like, you know, this buff little athlete guy just like completely like submissive. Like, I just didn't know what to do. I was just like, I don't know how they're doing it, but I got to figure out how I got to do it, you know. And at first it was my ego that drove me to go to class. And after going to class for about a week, I realized that really what attuned me to being able to perform the postures and to feel in unison with my body and my mind and my spirit was coming back to my breath. And every time that I came back to my breath, I had a deeper realization of myself. And that is honestly what has kept coming back to me every single time that I practice yoga, and what keeps me coming back to yoga every single time I step foot on my mat.
Wow, that's amazing. Was there like one specific like inflection point where you're like, during that process where you really said, this is for me, I really want to become a master? Because not many people, I feel like, have mastered anything the way I feel like you've mastered yoga. You know, I've seen you do handstands like over a cliff, literally it seems like putting your life in danger, but you also seem so at ease and in control in that situation, and I'm really impressed by that, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being impressed by the natural intelligence of my body, mind, and spirit blossoming into its fullest potential. I can say it no other way. I feel that it's been a divine alignment of attuning myself to become the most clear vessel possible for divinity to speak out. And every single time that I come to my mat, or that I find a gorgeous mountain or a hillside at the top of some epic mountain, cliff, whatever it is, like, my goal is to fully express myself as a creative being and to share my heart. And my heart is yoga. And I feel deeply connected in the lineage of yoga, deeply connected in the creative exploration and evolution of yoga, and deeply connected to how yoga is not only changing my life, but those around me. And it's really, really awesome, because I feel like the turning point of my whole entire yoga practice was going to Yoga Journal conference in San Diego. At the time, I was working for the software company called Mindbody. Mindbody does all the yoga software for all the yoga studios, and they're just sweet people, super down to earth. And my manager at the time, this woman, Christy Winning, she was a Bikram yoga teacher. And she just so happened to be teaching and was like, hey, you know, if you want to come to my classes in the morning, you'll get, you know, some sales tips, and I'll help you out in getting more sales. And she was just super sweet in helping me and guiding me to the top of the sales board. And once I got there, they offered me an opportunity to go to a yoga conference. And I had never been to a yoga conference. I literally only practiced Bikram yoga, which is, you know, the 90-minute practice of 26 postures. And that was all that I knew. So I went to this yoga conference. It's like literally the equivalent of like all you listen to is Tupac, and then you go to like, you know, Rock the Bells, and you get to hear like, you know, Nas, and then you get to hear like, oh my goodness, there's Wu-Tang Clan. You know, it's like you've got all of these different yoga people from all different lineages. You've got David Swenson from the Ashtanga lineage. You've got Dharma Mitra that created his own lineage of yoga, the Dharma Yoga, you know? He created the Dharma Wheel. All these people are using the Dharma Wheel on a daily basis, stretching open their spines, you know? He's such an incredible light. And then Sean Korn, who's one of the most incredible yoga activists. She teaches some of the most powerful politicians and also some of the most creative people. So we've got like these really incredible teachers there, and I had the opportunity of taking all three of their classes at the Yoga Journal conference, and it completely blew open my perception of what yoga is and how yoga could change the way that I thought. and how yoga could also potentially change the way that others think. So after coming back from this huge, you know, yoga festival, I was like blown away. I immediately wanted to get my teacher training because I wanted to learn more. I was like, what's the best way to learn more about yoga? And my friend was like, you should do your teacher training. Like, you know, it's 200 hours. You don't have to teach after. You'll just learn more about yoga. I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So I did. And that was the best decision that I've made in my life thus far.
Wow. Now I feel inspired to continue down my yoga journey as well.
Yeah, it's a great journey to be on, man. Let me just tell you, Dijon, like, well, it's incredible.
I believe you. I mean, I see this whole community of people that's so into yoga, and it just inspired me to be more in my body and more connected. And I think one thing I really appreciate about you is, you know, you remind me just in your way of being that yoga is about more than asana. You know, it's just about like the energy you're bringing forth in any situation. And like when you came over here today, you brought food, you know, and I feel like you are so tapped into the God consciousness, which to me is giving. It's like giving love, giving life, you know, bringing life with your energy. And that just is truly, truly inspiring. And I feel like being tapped in on that yogic level is what I'm imagining allows you to channel all that energy through in that way.
Yeah, I feel that when it comes to truly being your optimal expression of energy, you have to be fully in alignment with your divine purpose. And, you know, whether you call it God or, you know, Allah or Judah, whatever it is, you know, for you, spirit, universe, love, effervescent, Jesus consciousness, you know, whatever you call it, that energy that connects us all is very apparent. And that energy that connects us all is very, very, very much so controlled by our breath. And what better way to utilize your body and move through space than in a graceful, deep-rooted practice of yoga? We show, you know, through CAT scans, through MRIs, through, you know, VO2 max measurements that scientifically proven yoga is good for you. So why not do something that's good for you? It's only bringing us closer to that which is quote unquote God. You know, what is God? Generator, organizer, destroyer. It's the magnificent force that allows all these things to coincide together. So when it comes down to it, we got to think that we are here for a reason and there's something that we're here to share. And it's just a matter of time between when we're able to have our full capacity to share it and how we share it. And I feel that yoga is truly one of the greatest catalysts to getting you to that time.
Dope. I never heard that acronym before for God. Generator, organizer, destroyer. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful because that embraces both the light and the dark, or the life-giving and the death aspect, which is what integration is. And I guess this is maybe a little bit of a deeper question, so we'll see if this is cool for you to expound on, but from my perspective, you have so much positive, like, life force, so much light in your being. And I'm just wondering, was there a dark period in your life or things you had to overcome? Because I know when someone's pumping out light like this in the way that you are, it's a choice, right? Like, you're making a choice to show up that way. But are there things that on a more human level have been difficult for you in life, and how did you overcome them?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been through a lot of adversity in my long 28 years of life. There's been times where, you know, I didn't know how I was going to get my next meal. There's been times where I was sleeping inside of my 1957 Volkswagen with no upholstery because it was like literally a science project with me and my stepdad, and I didn't have the money to purchase the rest of the upholstery for the car. And, you know, there was times where I didn't know where I was going to get my next meal. There was times where I literally begged people for gas money to get me to my next yoga class. There was also times even before that where, you know, I questioned and wanted to commit suicide, where I was in a deep, dark depression, just from not knowing, not having direction, being in college and having quote-unquote friends, but really all they wanted to do was party and drink and get crazy. And it was like the lifestyle that was going around me was not fully resonant with who I was nor what I wanted to do. I didn't want to sit at a desk for the rest of my life, nor did I want to, you know, party and bullshit so that I can get my next Rolex or my next cool car or get a cool house next to the beach so I could just settle down and have a family. Like, I feel that the majority of the pain that I went through and the suffering was really just to help me become a more resilient vessel so that the light that I shine now can be as bright as it can possibly be, and I still have the capacity to be able to hold my shape. I feel very much so that we go through struggles to make us stronger, and we go through challenges to help us think of all the different perspectives and to also be more aware of how deep and dark the darkness is. Because when we're more aware of how deep and dark the darkness is, then we can also be more open to the light.
Beautiful. Beautiful integration. And in your rising out of your darkness, as you were studying these different lineages, were there certain ones that were more useful or resonated more? Or do you feel like certain styles of yoga are better than others? Or is it just depend on the individual? Or
I would say that every single person is different. And with that being said, every single expression of yoga is different. For some people, yoga is chanting Hare Krishna to the top of their lungs with heart and devotion. And that's bhakti yoga. And for others, it's, you know, practicing on the top of a mountain and, you know, doing the most intense asana possible, so that they can feel their body align, and that could be, you know, Ashtanga yoga. And then there's, for others, you know, it's just like a simple act of loving, learning, and sharing, and that's karma yoga, you know, like truly digging deep into that act of service. And there's so many different yogas. There's so many different ways to get upon this path and to follow what your heart truly desires, which is a greater awareness of your connectivity with all consciousness. And how you find that path is your own decision. And I feel strongly that there is a path for everyone. So for some people, that's, you know, there's a whole entire yoga called F Yeah Yoga. And it's like all about like screaming out profanities and really just like letting go of any insecurities and being yourself fully. And for some people, that's their yoga. You know, for some people, it's sitting inside of a heated room for, you know, 120 minutes of pure sweat and pure tapas, you know, burning through those purifications to bring you to that state of really feeling like a clear vessel. And for other people, it's Kundalini yoga, you know, doing your different mantras and your kriyas and becoming a true kriyaban and, you know, allowing the Kundalini to rise up the Sushumna and then meet to that place at full enlightenment. You know, there's so many different means of tapping into yoga, and I feel that every single person will resonate to different types of yoga in a different way.
I appreciate that perspective of being open and not dogmatic, you know?
Yeah, it's down dog, okay? It's not dogmatic.
Yeah, I appreciate the playful vibes you bring to the yoga. I mean, obviously you have a lot of wisdom, but you keep it light.
Yeah, you know? I mean, when it comes down to it, like, in this existence, in this body, in this world, we have the choice to either be positive or negative. And life is a lot easier when you're positive, you know, when you have a deeper understanding and an awareness that it's all divine lila, it's all divine play, then you have a certain sense of happiness and a glow and an energy about you that brings forth a greater harmony in the world. And I feel that when we're in more harmony with ourselves, when we're appreciative as to what the universe is granting us, and when we truly tap into that gratitude, then we can live a life of non-attachment. And there's a lot of people out there that are very attached to the way things are, waking up in the morning, drinking their coffee, going to their desk, driving in their cool Mercedes, you know, having the quote unquote luxury of life without having any change or experiential awareness of what it feels like to be in nature, to be in the heat of the sun, to have, you know, the beautiful buzz of birds or, you know, hummingbirds or lovely, you know, blossoming dandelions, whatever it is. Like, there's so many different experiences out there, and I feel that there's a lot of people that have been desensitized from their natural awareness of nature.
So do you do retreats or help people reconnect or facilitate that process ever?
Yes, indeed. That's my jam, man. That's my bread and butter right now. That's what's been keeping the majority of my time lately, is scheduling retreats, workshops, and really epic events so that people can tap back into their bodies. As I said earlier, you know, I've been teaching everyone from good old Logan Paul to, goodness, I had the incredible opportunity of teaching my friend Miriam Limpini, who's an incredible tattoo artist. Like, my goal is really just to bring really intelligent people together. And I just got back from Esalen. You know, Esalen is the place where Aldous Huxley and, you know, Timothy Leary and Ram Dass and these really incredible contemplative thinkers came to have these meetings of the minds, the masterminds. And they would talk about how they feel about different extraterrestrial experiences, about different out-of-body experiences, about different, you know, psychedelic experiences. And it really just brought me to a space that helped me to realize that what humans learn from is experience. And that is why I call myself an experience curator, because I wish to allow people to have the experience to feel their bodies fully, to tap into what is real. That physical being that is you, your physical nature, is just a manifestation of your mental thoughts. And it's just a vibration of your heart, the resonance that's within your divine spark that allows you to materialize into that which is you. So me teaching workshops, retreats, you know, at Lightning in a Bottle Festival this year was absolutely splendid. Taught also at Oregon Eclipse Festival this year, absolutely incredible. Taught at, you know, Envision Festival in Costa Rica. Just having the opportunity to teach at EDC, the largest music conference on the West Side. And now going to Burning Man to teach yoga. It's like, my goal is to bring together communities, to allow people to see and feel what it's like to be together and to feel what it's like to be at home with yourself so that you can connect with another.
Dope. Is there a way for, like, as a Yoga Revealed fan or community member, I can connect with other Yoga Revealed community members?
Yeah. So Yoga Revealed has launched their first Facebook group. And this is really awesome because I'm actually going to be up in it, chatting with you guys, keeping you updated on a daily, posting interviews from earlier this year and in past years so that you guys can really tap into some of the video content that we've been hoarding. I don't know why we've been hoarding it. I think maybe it's honestly just been for the technology to be here so that we can release it in a beautiful way. But there's so much that we have to share with you, and I'm so blessed that, you know, over the years, I've had my iPhone, my, you know, iPad, and all types of other devices to record these interviews. And there's so much video, so much beautiful experience, and really cool interactions with some really incredible teachers to share. Just along with, you know, just really linking the community together, because what more are we here for other than to connect and to learn from each other? And the cool thing about the Yoga Revealed podcast is that we're international. So we have listeners in Canada. We have listeners in Australia. We have listeners in China. We have listeners all the way in Thailand. So all over the world. And these are other yogis that are on their path, just like you, discovering themselves, tapping into their knowledge, sharing their wisdom, and living their light.
Dude, I love that. It sounds like so much fun to be able to connect with people all over the world and share where they're at in their journey. And I feel like a lot of times synchronistic things come up at the same times within a community, you mm-hmm. know, like everybody will be working through the same things. And I'm just curious to see if that's actually the case. So do I just type in Yoga Revealed on Facebook, or how do I
find it? Yeah, Yoga Revealed on Facebook. Also yogarevealed.com. You can go there and there's a link directly to the Facebook group. I'm going to be on there at least 3 times a week. That's my goal right now, is really just to tap into the community at least 3 times a week to be able to share, hear what people are talking about, hear also your suggestions, who I should interview next, where I should be, what type of offerings you're looking for, because our goal is really just to serve you guys. And Alec and I have been at it for 3 years now, and it's not changing. We're here specifically to serve. That's why there's no commercials on the Yoga Revealed podcast. That's why we're focused on really bringing you the truest light possible and sharing from a place of humility, because we're in service. You know, this is life. This is yoga.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, indeed. Thank you all. If you have any other questions, feel free to tap in at any time. Feel free to send us a line, send us an email, Andrew at yogarevealed.com. Yes, that is. And you can also check out upcoming retreats, andrew7seely.com, Alec at alecloveLifeYoga.com. And Dijon, thank you so much for taking the time to ask such beautiful questions. And it's just like dropping the insight on us. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm really glad to know about this more, and I'm excited to get in that Facebook community and connect with people.
Yeah, and I'm even more excited. You're part of the Yoga Revealed team, man.
Woo!
Give Dijon a round of applause.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
So excited. Blessings, you all. I thank you for being devoted listeners. We have over 260,000 listeners worldwide. And that's just, thank you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings and love. May we continue to rise above together. Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.